Representative Tom McClintock supports Biden impeachment inquiry. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on July 26, 2023. Representative Tom McClintock, RCA, who previously opposed the idea, now supports opening an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. McClintock supports launching an impeachment inquiry into Biden on the charge of bribery, he told CNN's Annie Grayer. McClintock said evidence is mounting and if it can be proven that is impeachable, Grayer reported. McClintock adds to the growing number of House Republicans supporting an impeachment inquiry into Biden. The House Judiciary Committee, which McClintock sits on, would donut the impeachment inquiry and investigate Biden to determine if the House should bring formal impeachment proceedings. This week, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, said he may consider the impeachment inquiry because it would allow Congress to get the information to be able to know the truth. McCarthy's comments came one day after telling Fox News, "We will follow this to the end." McCarthy would support launching an impeachment inquiry if House Republicans secure the evidence to justify it. Politico reported, citing three GOP lawmakers in a closed-door meeting with the Speaker. "It's meaningful that he has broached the impeachment subject. And he has acknowledged that the evidence is mounting against the president," Representative Bob Good, RVA, said. The impeachment inquiry would investigate various corruption claims surrounding Biden and his family. As Politico reported, to explain the GOP's potential case for opening a historic impeachment inquiry into Biden, McCarthy has pointed broadly to various threads of sweeping GOP investigations. Those include IRS whistleblower allegations that the Justice Department hampered the federal Hunter Biden probe, questions about Biden family business deals, and an uncorroborated FBI document that links the president to an unverified bribery claim. But Republicans have not yet found a smoking gun linking the president to his son's business arrangements or that Joe Biden accepted a bribe. While both Attorney General Merrick Garland and U.S. Attorney David Weiss have denied the whistleblower allegations. McClintock's support is significant because Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, spoke with Breitbart News last month and said he was one of the few GOP holdouts. "Everyone knows that Joe Biden is a criminal. And they, Republicans, will not move forward with impeachment anywhere in judiciary, because you know what? You know what it is? There's a couple of Republicans that sit on the Judiciary Committee, Ken Buck and Tom McClintock, who don't want to vote for impeachment," Green told Breitbart News. However, it does not appear Representative Ken Buck, RCO, will have a change of heart regarding the impeachment inquiry anytime soon. On Wednesday, Buck accused McCarthy of attempting impeachment theater to distract from the upcoming appropriations bills. "Well, this is impeachment theater. We right now are starting the appropriations process. And there is no consensus on the Republican side about what the number should be," Buck told CNN. Kevin McCarthy promised when he was running for Speaker one set of numbers, and then he made an agreement with President Biden for the debt ceiling increase on another set of numbers. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter.